If you're looking for Pokemon-style Etsy items, Pokemon Pop figures, and so much more, check out the PokeDepartmentStore.com. That's PokeDepStore.com for all your Pokemon needs.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is up, everyone? It's me, the Pokemon Cave. Let's get into it. First up, we continue the tradition of the next set for the Wizards of the Coast era. Today, we're looking at base set 2. So, of course, number 1 is definitely going to be Charizard. Back in the day, you could get this card for anywhere between $30 to $50. Today, however, you're looking at $241.07. Number 2 is Blastoise. Back in the day, you're looking at about $15 to $20. Today, however, $80.12. Venusaur was number 3. Anywhere between $10 to $15 again. Today, $67.43. Mewtwo was number 4. Between $10 and $15 again. Today, $31.87. Alakazam was $10 to $15 back in the day. Now it's $24.41. Zapdos, same thing, $10 to $15. Today it's $22.46. So now we're actually getting closer and closer to what prices were back then. Pidgeot, $8 to $12. Today, $22.29. Gyarados, again, was $8 to $12. Today, $21.15. Raichu goes back up to the $10 to $15 mark, but is only $20.93 today. And then Nidoqueen was $8 to $12, but again, only $20.88 today. So again, we're getting even closer and closer, especially with Raichu and Nidoqueen, those kinds. Basically, after the top three, prices start to really dip drastically and actually almost become par with what they were, 24 years ago, essentially. Kind of weird. Around the launch of Gen 2, Chrysler and Volkswagen made cars based on Lugia and Pikachu, respectively. And of course, Toyota may be following suit with a motorcycle based on the Scarlet and Violet Maraudon. Since the release of the original Pokemon games, numerous brands have run promotions for the Game Freak property. All Nippon Airways had a plane dedicated to the Game Freak games. McDonald's offered Pokemon-themed Happy Meals, and the Tohoku region of Japan dedicated a train to the franchise. Despite the series being nearly 30 years old, the enthusiasm for it hasn't waved much over the years. Beyond the Lugia, PT Cruiser, and Pikachu Volkswagen Beetle, though, other car brands like Mini and Smart have dedicated vehicles to the franchise as well. A Reddit user by the name of Lord Dreamy recently shared three images of a brand new Maraudon Toyota motorcycle, seemingly from a rock climbing facility. The motorcycle sits on a commercial grade G flooring next to a metal stool. The area around the motorcycle is roped off to prevent people from getting too close to it. Now, of course, similar to the Scarlet and Violet Legendary, its arms sit near the front wheel where its chin rests, and its legs flank either side of the rear wheel. What appear to be LED lights illuminate the Pokemon's eyes, while the jet engines of its propulsion system are replicated in the motorcycle framing. Parts of the motorcycle shine a light purple within the shiny blue paint job, and the metallic inner workings can be seen near the limb selections. So, of course, is this a functional Toyota Pokemon motorcycle? Well, from taking a look at the pictures, I don't think so. This project was dubbed the Toyota Engineering Society Muradon Project. Try saying that fast. The motorcycle shares an uncanny similarity to the legendary, but because Toyota doesn't currently manufacture motorcycles, this could hint at where the vehicle brand is going in the future. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Despite basically the entire motorcycle resembling a normal motorcycle, the wheels don't. You see, the wheels have a flat bottom and don't seem like they rotate smoothly as a result. As the wheels may not be designed for the top speeds that Muradon can reach, it may just be a promotional design and not one built for function. Given that Muradon can fly as well, other aspects of the motorcycle may not reflect the Pokemon. With one Pokemon legendary reflected in the Toyota motorcycle, another brand could choose to use Corodon as the inspiration for another model. As more Pokemon games are announced, the trend of making vehicles inspired by the franchise may also continue. Up next, we all know basic errors, right? You know, in Pokemon manufacturing. I mean, sometimes quality assurance just kind of takes a nap that day, right? So here are some examples of what errors that PSA would recognize. Of course, not everything is classified as an error. What you might think is an error, PSA, CGC, Beckett, here in Canada, MNT, they may not actually see it as an error. So here's some examples. We've got about roughly 15 or so different examples here. So the first one is the 1999 base set, the Beedrill defending error. Now, of course, Beedrill's poison sting attack misplaces a period in the word defending, causing it to appear as D.EFENDING. The location is in the attack description. Next is the Blastoise Hollow illustration error, where the artist credit for Ken Sugimori shows ILLUS as partially faded or completely missing due to insignificant ink application. This is obviously in the bottom left-hand corner. But Blastoise isn't done just yet. No. You see, he also has a stage error. Instructions for how to play Blastoise noticeably omit the word stage in the top right-hand corner. Next is Diglett's fight symbol error. Fighting energy symbol for Diglett's dig attack is rotated by 90 degrees, appearing sideways instead of upright. This is obviously in the attack energy symbol location. Oh boy. Venusaur Hollow missing ink error. Blue circles appear across the card surface, indicating improper ink application. This is, of course, across the surface. Wartortle evolution box error. This graphical error shows a picture of Wartortle instead of Squirtle. Yeah, because apparently Wartortle can evolve from Wartortle. Now we get into the base set Shadowless. The Ninetales Hollow missing attack. Ninetales Fire Blast attack is missing the 80 attack damage number. Screw it. It doesn't do any damage anymore. That's, of course, on the right side attack damage area. The Pikachu Ghost Stamp error. This Pikachu error displays an incomplete first edition symbol, missing several letters in the word edition, and the circle with remaining outlines of the letters appearing light and ghost-like instead of solid black. This is, of course, on the left side first edition symbol area. Now, 1999 Jungle. On this particular print run, the Unlimited Jungle set, all 16 holo cards were missing the flower set symbol. Below lower right hand corner of the card artwork. I actually have this 1999 Jungle Jolteon holo card. I actually have it. It's missing the... It's actually graded by PSA as a no symbol. 1999 Jungle First Edition, the Butterfree D edition error. The one inside of the first edition symbol has an additional loop and looks like a lowercase d. I guess instead of first edition, we have D edition. The Pinsir Hollow First Edition Scratch Error. A hollow-like scratch appears above and across the first edition symbol. Venonat First Edition Line Error. This printing error displays a dark line where the yellow border meets the green background of the card. Now we get into the 99 Fossil, Hitmonlee Hollow Stain Error. Yellow-orange vertical streaks appear across the card on unlimited and first edition printings on the left-hand side. The Haunter Hollow Stain Error. Splotchy blue ink stains ooze out from the artwork, giving a haunting effect on unlimited and first edition printings on the right-hand side. Krabby Slash Error. The Fossil Set Skeleton Claw symbol appears to be slashed in half by a curved blue line that continues into the shadow of the artwork frame. This is on the bottom or below lower right-hand corner of the card artwork, mostly for Krabby. Zapdos Hollow Corrected Foil. Although Zapdos is a basic Pokemon, a space was created to accommodate an evolution box, causing all first edition and most unlimited copies to have this missing foil error. In a later unlimited print run, this was corrected with a foil fill-in referred to as the corrected foil version. Now, of course, PSA does recognize this as both variations. This is, of course, on the top left-hand corner of the illustration. And if you kind of look at it, it looks kind of weird. It's like all dark hollow, but then this little triangle in the top left-hand corner kind of looks like a reddish, kind of brownish, reddish, kind of rusty color. They didn't quite match up the colors. We move into the 2000 Japanese Neo. Corrected and uncorrected. Error is a number of cards featuring typos, like Donphan is missing 10 times in its first attack box. Typhlosion's attack damage was printed as 60 rather than 60+. And Pichu's card description was originally printed in Kanjini. These typos were later corrected, with Pichu's description changing to Hiragana to improve comprehension for younger players. And PSA recognizes both variations. 2000 Team Rocket. First is the Dark Dragonite No Holo. Unlimited and first edition versions of Dark Dragonite No. 5 are missing the Cosmos Holo Foil treatment, rendering them nearly identical to the non-holo Dark Dragonite number 22 in the same set, the differentiator being the card number. 2000 Gym Challenge, Blaine's Charizard. On both first edition and unlimited, the Roaring Flames attack on Blaine's Charizard uses a fighting energy instead of a fire energy. Later print runs were updated with the correct symbol, which PSA also acknowledges. Wouldn't that just completely screw you up, eh? You grab a Charizard, you got it in your deck, and you throw it down and realize, oh, wait a minute, I need a fighting energy? Oh, crap, I have fire energies. Uh-oh. Now, could you technically just put a fire energy on it? I mean, technically, it uses a fire energy. I wonder what judges would say back then when you played that Charizard at a competition. Would they turn around and say, no, you have to use a fighting energy because it depicts a fighting energy? Or would they turn around and go, oh, that's complete BS. Dude, use a fire energy. Why would you use a fighting energy? Oh, who knows? Next is 2001's Neo Revelation, Double Holo Errors. Several cards in the Neo Rev have set this double holo error where the holo foil extends outside the normal area of where the foil should be located. Next is Tropical Mega Battle from 2001 and 2002. Claire's Manatee Resistance Symbol Error. On Claire's Manatee, Resistance displays a psychic energy symbol instead of a fighting energy symbol. This was corrected in later print runs, which PSA also recognizes. 2007's Diamond and Pearl. Some prints show a Poke Body designation rather than the Poke Power designation for Emporion's Supreme Command ability. PSA recognizes both variations. 2011 Call of Legends. Fanfy incorrect spelling error. Fanfy's name is misspelled as Fanfy, Phanphy, twice in the Poke Body description of its ultra thick skin ability. On both base and reverse foil versions, the corrected version is also recognized by PSA. Next, 2013 Black and White Plasma Blast. Blastoise again gets a Cosmos error in 2012. Now, despite being a 2013 release, this card's legal line reads 2012 Pokemon. This error was corrected, which PSA recognizes separately. Promo cards from 1999 all the way to the present. The 1999 Japanese promo Ancient Mew has a Nintendo error. This legal line misspells Nintendo as Nintendo. Instead of N-I-N-T-E-N-D-O, it's N-I-N-T-E-D-O. They're missing an N in there. PSA separately recognizes the correct version of this card.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The 1999 movie promo's inverted stamp error. A orientation error has been found on all four Pokemon the First movie promos, Dragonite, Electabuzz, Mewtwo, and Pikachu, displaying a gold foil Kids WB Presents Pokemon the First movie upside down and on the bottom left-hand corner rather than the top right-hand corner. Oops. 2000 Black Star Promos, Aoki Error. An error crediting illustrator Toshino Aoki instead of Nanayo Kimura has been found on all three Pokemon the Movie 2000 promos, Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres. The mix-up was likely caused by carrying over the cards. The text from the original Japanese printing illustrated by Aoki was later corrected, which PSA also recognizes. 2000 Game Promo Dark Persian Holo Nintendo Magazine No 60 HP. This error is completely missing the Dark Persian's 60 HP. PSA also recognizes the later corrected version. 2021's Japanese S Promo Full Art Victini V Champions League 2022. A version of this card was printed with incorrect attacks and other card information identified by the 1 energy retreat cost rather than the correct cost of 2. Corrected versions were printed later, which PSA also recognizes. Errors found in multiple sets from 1999 to present. Dot errors. Now, of course, dot errors are displayed as ink dots or smudges in various colors created during the printing process. PSA only attributes these errors if the dots are consistently found in the same location and shape across multiple documented copies. For example, black dots can appear on base set Chansey, Charizard, and Clefairy cards. Blue dots can be seen on first edition or shadowless Vulpix cards. Red dots may be found on unlimited Blastoise cards, and a base set Clefairy may spot a red heart error. Inverted back errors. Numerous cards between 99 and the present time were printed with upside down card backs, and inverted backs on modern releases are commonly found to be miscut. Incomplete holo foil errors. Incomplete holos don't touch all the areas of the card as normally should. For example, in the black and white Next Destiny set, a horizontal foil pattern abruptly stops towards the bottom of the card artwork. Incomplete holo foil error, example number 2. Incomplete foil can also describe foil that is applied correctly but appears to be faded, most commonly in the 99 Fossil set, first edition, and unlimited, where the starry pattern on the foil looks faded and more mirror-like. The example, they gave a Gengar with a starry pattern is faded, lacking a clear starry pattern in the bottom, I believe it was. Nope, sorry, top. Top left-hand corner. Missing foil or hollow. Missing foil error is designated on PSA labels when normal hollow or foil treatments are completely missing. And finally, missing texture errors. Primarily affecting full art cards from modern releases, missing texture error cards appear smooth, missing the well-known grooves, lines, and other surface texts. PSA only recognizes this error if the texture is completely missing from the entire card. Various examples can be found across Sun and Moon, Sword and Shield, and even Scarlet and Violet. The location is, of course, the entire card surface. And finally, let's take a look at the 10 best Pokemon merchandise lines ranked from 10 down to 1. First is Welch's Grape Jelly. Pokemon that were featured in this were Pikachu, Togepi, Clefairy, Bulbasaur, Meowth, Squirtle, Charmander, Psyduck, and Poliwhirl. By 2000, Pokemon had established itself as a massive force. Because of this, many brands were begging to do crossovers with the franchise, even if those crossovers didn't make much sense on paper. On April 1st, 2000, Welch's launched a set of Pokemon-themed jelly jars, each with the image of a different Pokemon printed on it. All but one of the featured Pokemon were from Gen 1, with Togepi being the sole out. In a nice extra touch, each Pokemon had a unique background, from Meowth's scratch design to Squirtle's water splat-inspired one. Plus, due to the nature of printing on glass, all the featured Pokemon have unique look, making these glasses stand out against other merchandise over the time. At last, the jars only contained Welch's standard grape jelly rather than having a specifically made Pokemon flavor. Despite this, the promotion did well, and these jars are a staple of garage sales to this day, making them a fun reminder of the franchise's early years. Number 9 is the Team Rocket Collection. Now, of course, Team Rocket is iconic, with Jesse and James frequently topping lists of the most beloved and well-known villains in anime history. One reason for this group's sticking power is the simple but effective iconic R, being a simple but instantly recognizable logo. In 2019, the Pokemon Center played off by this, offering fans a wannabe evildoers a selection of Team Rocket-themed outfits, including shirts, hoodies, and socks. The line also included mugs, lanyards, and backpacks, meaning the fans could fill their day with Giovanni's will. The only downside to this collection is that it isn't the most creative or extensive line, so it gets overshadowed by the more unique and artistic collections that contain a wider range of items. However, this is still a must-have collection for any Team Rocket fan. Number 8 is the Ditto Collection. Now, of course, Ditto is a fascinating Pokemon because it can transform into a perfect copy, well, almost perfect copy, of any Pokemon. So 2016's Ditto collection makes a full use of this, and it has proved to be one of the most popular collections the Pokemon Center has ever released, as 8 different waves of Ditto collection are currently available. The set sees Ditto take the form of many popular Pokemon, including Pikachu, Charmander, Squirtle, Bulbasaur, and Eevee. This means that while the featured Pokemon have their usual body shape and proportions, each has Ditto's simple face consistencies of tiny dotted eyes and a single line smile. The plush toys from this line are delightful, as the detailed plush bodies contrast wonderfully with the simple, slightly goofy Ditto face, making them as hilarious as they are cute. Number 7 is the Sleeping Pikachu Collection. Pikachu is, of course, the most iconic Pokemon creature, instantly recognizable even to non-Pokemon fans. A big reason for this popularity is that Pikachu is always adorable. No matter the situation, 2014's Sleeping Pikachu Collection takes this cuteness to the whole new level because of the Sleeping Pikachu Collection is a whole line of merchandise featuring the yellow rat taking a peaceful nap. The plush is the most attention-grabbing item, with the sweetly sleeping Pikachu making a perfect bed companion. The Pikachu-themed kitchenware that makes up the rest of the collection is uniquely adorable, combining the napping Pikachu with some muted but vibrant pastel shades. The only downside is having a serene napping Pikachu on kitchenware doesn't feel thematically consistent. thematically consistent, sorry, jeez. Especially as the anime versions of Pikachu is often seen eating. Number 6 is the Baby Blue Eyes. Of course, Piplup, Akrimi, Sobble, Swablu, Vivillon, and Floette are featured in this one. The Baby Blue Eyes collection consists of items that depict blue or soft pastel Pokemon and delicate flowers. The standout items from the collection are plates and tea sets, as due to their blue and white design, they look like classical blue and white pottery in Royal Stafford's famous blue willow pattern kitchenware. Because of this, they make a graceful addition to any dinner party. However, the other items in the Baby Blue Eyes set are equally charming. The jewelry from the set combines soft blue and silver elements, making it very stylish. And the Piplup single flower vase is utterly adorable. The featured Pokemon selection is also great, as Piplup is rarely seen on merchandise despite its popularity. Number 5 is one of my favorites, the Electronic Pokédex, the original ones. From Gen 1 all the way up to Gen 5, these were basically staples of the childhood. In the late 90s and early 2000s, the Pokédex was the most exciting device in fiction. Knowing kids would want to roleplay as Ash or the trainer from the games, Hasbro, Bandai, Jax Pacific, and Tiger Electronics all released official Pokemon or Pokédex toys. Each of these toys recreated the look of a specific Gen Pokédex, from Gen 1's iconic red rectangle to the more MP3 player-like model from Gen 3. Each Pokédex toy contains a Pokemon database, listing the names and stats of that generation's Pokemon. On top of this, each model includes some extra features, from basic games and quizzes to the ability to interact with other Pokemon toys. In the modern world of smartphones, these toys may seem primitive, but having a complete Pokemon database at your fingertips in the 90s made you feel like you were living in the future. So it's no surprise that many people still have immense nostalgia for this toy. And actually, I still have my original Pokédex. Not my personal original one. That unfortunately got thrown out with all my other toys back when I was a child, because apparently I did something real bad. Probably just fighting with my brother. But, you know, when you have adult money, you spend it on childish things. Number 4 is Pokemon shirts. God, do we ever love Pokemon shirts. Created by Original Stitch and launched in 2019, this line of shirts was aimed at people who wanted their favorite Pokemon on their outfit but wanted something a little more fashionable than a generic graphic t-shirt. Original Stitch offered many common shirt styles made from specifically made Pokemon-themed fabrics. These prints drew inspiration from many different design styles, from pop art to traditional storybooks, meaning that each shirt evoked the feel and look of the Pokemon while remaining subtle. Even better, these prints featured designs themed around several more obscure Pokemon, including Seedra, Kabutops, and Spinarak, making this a fan favorite for anyone whose favorite Pokemon is never represented. Number 3 is Chikara Tsukuda. that's a weird one. A fainted Pokemon is something no trainer wants to see in the middle of a battle. However, this line proves that fainted Pokemon are still super cute, even if they can't continue to fight. First revealed in 2021, this line features knocked out versions of many Pokemon, including Pikachu and Snorlax. Each piece is utterly adorable, with a spread out body, dazed expression, and spiral eyes, making this look like the most adorable defeated Pokemon the world has ever seen. While this line features many items, the most desirable item from this collection are the plush toys and the plush keychains, as the Pokemon look even more adorable in 3D. Plus, their slumped posture means they sit nicely on a desk or in a bed. Number 2 is the Pokemon Center Vic Lee Pokemon Scary Stories collection. The world of Pokemon has always had a creepy side, from Sabrina's terrifying psychic tricks to the game's often worrying Pokedex entries. Until recently, though, Pokemon merchandise lines have not embraced the spooky side. The Pokemon Center Scary Story Collection, though, from 2021, bucks this trend, spotlighting some of the franchise's most terrifying ghost and dark-type Pokemon. The Pokemon Scary Stories Collection includes statues, pins, wall art, pendants, t-shirts, and bags featuring retro-gothic storybook-inspired art created by artist Vic Lee. So these products are perfect for fans who love Halloween, gothic fashion, and Pokemon. The wall art looks great in any room, and the statues combine Vickley's eye-grabbing art with detailed figures of the Pokemon, making them more exciting in this collection, especially as they stand out when they put together with other merchandise. And finally, number one is the Pokemon Build-A-Bear. Build-A-Bear has first introduced Pokemon Plus toys in 2015. The line is so popular that the firm still sells Pokemon toys today, frequently adding new Pokemon to the roster. It's easy to see why this line is so popular, as all the featured Pokemon look amazingly cute in their Build-A-Bear house style. A massive reason for the success of Build-A-Bear Pokemon collection is customization, as the business allows customers to customize their plush with outfits and accessories. Customization fits the Pokemon brand perfectly, as not only do the anime and manga frequently show trainers dressing or styling their Pokemon, but a big part of the game's appeal is building your own personal Pokemon team and forming a bond with them as you explore the world. Build-A-Bear allows fans to buy toys of their favorite Pokemon and make their own one-of-a-kind version of the Pokemon, letting them feel like one of the trainers from the show. And with that, I say have a good day, a good week, and I will see you again next week for a brand new episode of the Pokemon Cave podcast. Take care, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.